chapter 7, 11 through 13. Also going to be using my New King James Version Bible. So Psalm 7, verses 11 through 13. God is a just judge, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he does not turn back, he will sharpen his sword. He will bend his bow and make it ready. He also prepares for himself the instrument of death. He makes his arrows into a fiery shaft. And you might be wondering on this Friday why I chose that verse, but I was thinking about God being a God of justice. And I realized as you and I wake up this morning, there are things that are going on that are just like, I can't even believe what I'm reading. And in saying that, if you also think you're thinking, like, if you're like me, I'm thinking, wow, 10 years ago, we never even heard about this. And now almost everywhere we read, something else has happened. This has happened. That has happened. And so part of it is we're saying, God, where are you? And then the other part of it is God, we want you to fix it right now. Fix the problem right now. And so I wanted to remind us in this, you know, Psalm 7, 11, God is a just judge. God will judge in his time, and it will be just. And so I think for us, as we live in the United States of America, see the things that are going on, instead of us praying for judgment and the justice of God, I think we need to be praying for the mercy of God and say, God, will you help these people instead of punish these people? There's going to come a time that these people will be punished. But also, as we're living today, it's not our responsibility to punish. It's not our responsibility to point out everybody's sin. It's our responsibility to say, God, we're asking you to do something that only you can do. When Jesus enters into a life, when people receive a free gift and the Holy Spirit's deposited inside of them, then there's potential for radical life change. And so instead of us praying, God, make it happen now, maybe we need to be praying, God, would you do something that only you can do, which would be create a revival in an individual heart. But I also want us to point out, or I want you to see, verses 12 and 13, that God will is sharpening his arrow, and God will fire the bow, and God will make everything right. It's like almost like it's an analogy of a hunter. And so we know that things are going on, and we know that God is not pleased with everything because he didn't design people to fulfill the desires of their flesh and to hurt people and to hurt children and to hurt elderly people. He designed in the very beginning for Adam and Eve for all to be taken care of and to love each other sacrificially. And because of sin, that is not going to take place. And so you and I need to be praying that God would, you know, open the heart and not punish the sin. Which is easier for us to pray, punish the sin, than to open the heart. God, we want you to be a God of vengeance, instead of God, we want you to be a God of love and sacrifice. And so I know this might stir up a lot inside of your own heart and soul as you pick up this podcast or this little Let's Talk thing. And so not that I am trying to do that, but I just thought it was neat for me as I read through God is just judge. It's a reminder of me to trust my God in the midst of the storm right now for the outcome that ultimately he will have when it's all said and done, when he does judge. So thank you for joining us for Let's Talk. Let's close our time in prayer. Jesus, I want to thank you for your word, and I thank you for Psalm 7, and just a reminder that you are a just judge, and there will be a time that the arrow will fly, and people will suffer because of the choices that they made to hurt other people and punish people, and we know that you're going to be the righteous judge and make it all right in your time. In the meantime, would you give us the strength and the courage and to be sons and daughters that are not looking for punishment, but be sons and daughters that are praying for your mercy to radically impact individual hearts and lives. And we'll give you all the credit, we'll give you all the glory, we'll give you all the honor, because it's only you working in our lives that you'll make that happen. We cannot do that on our own. So thanks for joining us for this Let's Talk Ministry. Have a great Friday.